If you have your Bible, Luke chapter number 2. Luke chapter number 2. I told you this morning, we're going to look at this tonight just a little bit. It's good to have a whole bunch of our youth here tonight. Appreciate the Lord. Appreciate the Gibsons. Amen. You're high facade. Glad to be here. Praise the Lord. We do appreciate it. What a blessing. We need our youth, our young people. They're important. Without young people, you know what you have? A dying church. Amen. Just old people. Yeah. But we need them. We need them to come up and love the Lord. And in order to do that, we need to bring them up. We need to love them. Just to show, let them know we appreciate them so much. Amen. Because God's given them to us. And we thank God for our youth. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God he was born in Bethlehem. He was brought up. Joseph and his mother Mary brought him to have the ministration of the law done to him. They brought him to the temple. And the Bible says, and we'll take up there Luke chapter number 2 in verse 39. Luke chapter 2 and verse 39, just a few minutes tonight. And we're going to look at the Lord Jesus Christ in his youth. Amen. Luke chapter number 2, verse 39. If you have your place, won't stand to honor reading of God's Word. The Bible says, and when they, verse 39, and when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went up to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they saw him among their kinsfolk and acquaintances. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And when they understand not the saying which he spake unto them, and when he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them, but his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. I want to preach tonight for just a little while, if God be my help, on the boy from Nazareth. The boy from Nazareth. As we look at this, the Bible speaks of him growing up. The Lord Jesus Christ, we know he was born in a manger in Bethlehem, wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in a manger, and how he grew up and he begins to grow. And at about 2 years old, they would take him up there for the performance of the law. And after that, the Bible says that the child grew. So we see a growing child. Praise God. That's what happens to all of us. The Bible says the child grew. I want to say every one of you are growing. Amen. Even as we get older, we're still growing. Amen. But instead of growing up, we just start growing out. Amen. But the Bible says that Jesus grew, that the child grew. So we see Jesus. Amen. We know that he was 100% God. Supernaturally, he was the Son of God. But perfectly natural, praise God, he was. He was perfectly natural in his childhood. He was a young man, a young boy, just like our young people are young people. Amen? He grew up as a normal, natural human being, just like we are. Amen? Praise God. That's what said the child, Jesus. He was just a child like us, like you, and he grew up. You know what your objective is today as young people? To grow up. Amen? Some of us do it better than others. Some of us grow up and some of us just never grow up. Amen. We stay kind of like little children all of our days. They say once an adult, twice a child. We grow up from a childhood and we become adults, and then as we get older, we start acting like children again. Amen. It's because we can, because we get the attention. We appreciate that, praise God, but we realize what Jesus Christ done. The Bible said the child grew. So we see Jesus, verse number 40, as a child that's growing. He grew up in he grew up, praise God, in his natural state as a human being, just like we do. And not only did he grow up, he said the child grew, but he also said he was strong in the spirit. The Bible says, verse 40, that he waxed strong in the spirit. Amen. He had a strong spirit about him, praise God. The spirit of natural man, praise God. The evidence of it is what we've seen in Christ Jesus. He was 100% God, but he also had a natural spirit. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says that the Lord breathed into our nostrils. We become a living soul, and that soul and spirit work together to make us, to make you who you are. Amen. For God's glory. And we see that he, as he waxed strong in spirit as a natural man, praise God, it was evidenced, praise the Lord, by his individuality as the Lord Jesus and as his intelligence, praise God, as he grew up. We see the Bible talks about that, speaks of that in 1 Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 9, we'll start there. He says, "But as it is written, I hath not seen nor ear heard, neither entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." Now watch this, verse 11. "For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him?" What gives us information is the Spirit of God that's in us. "Say, even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God." Amen? It reveals things. Verse number 12, he said, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." So we can know God and what God has to offer us, you and I, today. "Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teaching, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." So it takes the spirit of man linked up with the Spirit of God to understand what God's trying to say to me and you. So the Bible tells us here that this young man, Jesus, praise God, not only did he grow up as a child, but that said he waxed strong in the spirit. He had spiritual discernment. He was listening to God. His spirit was connected with God the Father. Let me just say this evening. You don't have to be 40 or 50, amen, to have a spirituality in the Lord. You need to have a relationship with Christ when you're a little person and grow up in that spirit, discerning the spirit, having the spirit, so we can grow closer to God. He said that Jesus waxed strong in the spirit. He had that individual and intellectual, praise God, spirit that was trying and motivated to get in touch with his Heavenly Father. Amen. Now, all we know about Jesus in his youth is what we have here, what God gives us. And we don't want to try to add to it or take away from it. But we want to see, praise God, that Jesus Christ, amen, he was a willing agent of the Father. Amen. He was here to do the will of his Heavenly Father. So we see growing up as a child, and we see him waxing strong in the Spirit, and we see that he was a wise-minded. He said he was filled with wisdom. Amen. Now, wisdom is good. Amen. Ain't it good to have wisdom? Smarts. But it's even better, Brother Bill, to be filled with wisdom. Amen. Amen. It's good to have wisdom, but it's even better to be filled with wisdom. So we see this wisdom, the right application, wisdom, the right application, praise God, of knowledge. That's what it is. Just taking knowledge, the knowledge we have, and applying it to our lives. And it makes us wise. He said, what Jesus done, praise God, he was filled with wisdom. He took the knowledge that he had, praise the Lord, and he used it for God's glory. Hey, listen, there's little as much when God's in it. You young people, that's why it's important, amen, to get in here and learn and glean from the Word of God. To get in here in Sunday school and study the Word and encourage each other in the Word and see God moving in the Spirit and gaining that wisdom, the knowledge that you need. Because we're in a battle against the devil. We'll fight the devil in his old flesh every day of our life. And we need wisdom from God, that spiritual strength, praise God, as we grow from children like Christ did, to have the wisdom to fight that good fight of faith. Amen. Praise God. We need that. So we see that wisdom, that knowledge that's applied, so that number one, that we can know God. So we walk in the direction He'd have us to go. So that we could I can be found pleasing to our Heavenly Father. When He looks down upon us, I praise God, He can see that we're trying to do the things that He tells us to do, to walk in the wisdom of God. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, it's hard to do. How can you do it? The way Jesus did it. Said not only was He filled with wisdom, but it also says that the grace of God was upon Him. So we say a boy that was under grace. Amen. You know what's wrong with a whole lot of us in our hearts, our lives, and our families, and as little children? We just don't want to get under grace. If we get under grace, that's God's unmerited favor. Amen. That's what grace is. When we get under God's unmerited favor, He begins to bless us and help us in so many ways, praise God, we can never comprehend them all. Amen. But the grace of God that's ministered to us and through us, Jesus had this grace. He said the grace of God was upon Him. So He was under that grace and He stayed there. He didn't try to get away from the grace of God. So many times I think if we're careful, we get older and as we begin to grow up as little children, we begin to rebel against the grace of God. What God and His unmerited favor wants to do for you and me. Amen. Hey, listen, it's a whole lot better just to be in subjection to grace and to be under grace than to be out from under it. Amen. Praise God. You'll figure that out one day in a while. As you get older, I'm not very smart, praise God. It took me a while to realize that being in the grace of God is the best place to be. Right where God would have you to be under that grace. And Jesus, probably the Bible says, that He was, the grace of God was upon Him. He was under that grace of God. So we see it as a young boy. Now listen, how old was Jesus? How old did the Bible say Jesus was here? You young people. Luke, how old is Jesus? No. 12. Amen. Sign language. He was 12. See, He wasn't an adult yet. Amen. So a lot of times we don't think about Jesus doing anything for God or being in under grace or doing what Jesus needed to do until He was 33 and a half. But praise God, Jesus Christ was under the grace of God doing what God would have Him do to, praise God, when He was 12 years old. Amen. So as I look back through here, I see some young people, it's time to get under grace. Amen. Time to get under grace is just start doing what God would have you do, being what God have you to be. I believe right back here somewhere, another day, somebody that's going to be, that God could call to be a missionary, a preacher, or a preacher's wife. Amen. Lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Telling people about Jesus. Amen. Just pray God being saved and just being a witness for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Starting now. Don't wait till you're old. Praise God. Go ahead and get in there now and be a witness for Christ. Because just enjoy being under the grace of God. Him touching your life. Amen. The Bible says he was a boy under grace. Not only was a boy under grace, but grace, the Bible says he was a true Israelite. Amen. He went with his parents to Jerusalem to keep the Passover. That's what Jews did. They were required to. Amen. And part of their law, they was required to go to Jerusalem to keep the law. It says in verse number 41, it says, now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. Guess who went with them? Jesus. Amen. Every year, Jesus went there. Well, praise God, he was a true Israelite. He went with his parents, praise God, to the Passover because God required it. Amen. Verse 43 said, when he had, verse 42 said, when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. Amen. Praise God. It's what they did, so that's what he did. So we see Jesus Christ, that he was a true Israelite. He was a Jew. Amen. He followed in the traditions of his people. He walked in what God required them to do. God required them to keep the feast of Passover. And Jesus, praise God, was keeping the feast of Passover. That's a 12-year-old boy. Amen. Praise God. He went up there with them. I don't think he rebelled. I don't think he resisted. Praise the Lord. I said that. I believe they got ready to start getting ready maybe ahead of time. Hey, listen. They didn't just hop in their Cadillac or Oldsmobile and go running up to Jerusalem. They had to plan it out. They had to get the donkey, the camel, whatever it took. Praise God. And they had to make their way or walk and get to Jerusalem. And so they planned it out, praise God, and they went. They made the journey. It took several days to get from Nazareth to Jerusalem. Amen. To fulfill the feast of the feast of Passover. Praise God. So we see Jesus, amen. Now stay with me. Jesus goes with them to Jerusalem for the Passover. And when the feast of Passover is over, the Bible says that, and when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, verse 43, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and Mary knew not of it. So we see not only a boy under grace and a boy that was a true Israelite, but we see a tarrying boy. A young man who would tarry in the presence of the Lord. He would tarry in the place of the Lord. He would tarry, praise God, where the Word of God was. Amen. Yeah, that word tarry means to linger, to hang out. Listen, young people, he wasn't in a hurry to run out the door and go home at the end of the service. Amen. He would tarry. He was tarrying there, praise God, in the presence of the Lord. Praise his name. Praise. He said the reason that he gives, he said, why did you do this? The reason he gives the reason himself. Verse 49, he said, I must be, wouldst thou not that I must be about my Father's business? He said, this is heavenly stuff. This is Godward stuff. Verse number 49. He said, hey, listen. He said, didn't you know that I've got to be about my Father's business? Amen. He was concerned. He said, he felt, praise God, he felt within himself that he had a desire to do something, to press forward, to carry on. He said, hey, listen, I've got a desire to be about my Father's business. Amen. While everybody else just finished up the feast, Passover, and they headed out to the house, praise God, he wasn't through yet. Still wanted to do business, praise God. His consciousness, praise the Lord. His consciousness had alerted him to a definite work that was ahead of him. Amen. He realized there was something for him to do. Amen. The work was pressing him. Amen. The work of being a child of God, of lifting up the Father and giving the Father glory and coming to the heaven, his heavenly Father, it was pressing on him to do what the heavenly Father would have him to do. But we're missing that today, aren't we? Amen. So we see a tarrying boy as he tarried. Praise God. And then we see a missing son. Hello? A missing son. The Bible says in verse 43, and when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, a child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph's mother knew it not. But they supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintances. So we see here a missing son. Amen. Jesus' parents had an amazing thing. They had lost him in one day. Amen. Let me just say, if we ain't very careful, we can lose Jesus in one day too. Amen. You can turn your back on him, you walk fragment, and you can forget where you left him if you ain't careful. Amen. In one day, they had done lost Jesus. And the Bible teaches that it took them 3 days to find him. Amen. Took them 3 days to find, supposing him to have been in business. Praise God. But let me tell you what, suppositions do not equal reality. We can suppose a lot of things, but they don't actually represent reality. Amen. They suppose that we was in the midst. We can suppose that praise God, that we're doing all right. We can suppose that Jesus is with us. But if we ain't with him, praise God, we may have left him behind. I mean, let me just say this. Don't ever leave Jesus behind, praise the Lord. walk with Jesus, talk with Jesus, be led of the Lord, praise God. The Bible says if we're led of the Spirit, we won't go nowhere without Jesus. Amen. Praise God. It takes a long time to recover when we lose our blessings. Amen. Blessings lost are hard to recover. It takes a long time. Amen. And the same thing with our relationships. Our relationships that are lost. I mean, it takes a long time sometimes to recover them. Amen. They lost him in a day. It took them 3 days to find him. Praise God. It's the same way in our life, in our relationships in this world. Amen. So we see Jesus and he's there. They had done lost him. They had left him behind. But then we see Jesus. We see the lad, the boy, as the central figure, praise God, in a presentation. In verse number 47, in verse 46, and it said, it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple sitting in the midst of the doctors. Amen? Both hearing them and asking them questions. So we see him in the midst. He was the center, praise God, in the conversation. He was the center of where God's business was being done. He was in the center, praise God, where people were doing business and talking about the Lord. I don't know about you, I like it when you get in a group of people and everybody's talking about the Lord. I just want to get in the center of it. I mean, I want to hear what's going on, praise God. I want to hear people when they're praising the Lord. I want to hear people when they're getting help. I want to hear people when they're praying and they're agonizing and they're seeking the face of God and finding it. What a blessing that is. And we see this young man, Jesus, this boy from Nazareth, praise God, was in the midst of the elders and the doctors, and he was asking questions. And he was giving answers. Amen? The Bible says, and all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and his answers. He was asking doctors questions, but they was asking him, and said, well, what do you think? Amen? Now, they didn't know. They didn't realize that Jesus Christ was the author and finisher of the truth. That everything that ever had been, praise God, he had designed and created. Amen. They were in the presence of greatness in Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, he was just a 12 years old, old boy. Yeah, praise God. And he was still growing intellectually. He was still growing individually. Glory, hallelujah. He was asking the right questions. You say, what's the right questions? It's praise God, how do I get closer to Jesus? How do I get close to my Heavenly Father? How do I get prepared for heaven? The most important questions, praise God, and answers that goes with it. Amen. He was found in the midst, praise God, of the doctors hearing and answering them. Amen. Praise God. And then we see that not only was he the central figure, but now listen, and I'm going to quit. There was a higher relationship that he was seeking. Amen. A higher relationship that he was seeking. As a 12-year-old boy, he was seeking a higher relationship, even with his Heavenly Father. In verse number 49, he says, he said this unto them. He said, how is it that ye have sought me? Amen. Mary was startled. Amen. She was startled at his words. She said, how is it that ye have sought me? Which ye not that I must be about my Father's business? Her statement before that, in verse 48, she said, when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. Said, we've been sad. We've been looking for 3 days. We've been searching and looking for you, trying to figure out where you were. And he was right where they left him, praise God, in the temple worshiping God. Amen. And she asked him this question. She was startled at his words. He said, how is it that you have sought me? He said, how is it you've looked for me? How is it you sought to find me? He said, I've been right here the whole time. Amen. Amen. I've been right here, Mom, the whole time. He said, wist ye not, don't ye know that I must be about my Father's business? Amen. Mary was startled. She was surprised. Where did that come from? She didn't even know her own son. Amen. Praise God. But he was looking, Jesus was desiring, as a 12-year-old boy, was desiring a higher relationship with his heavenly Father. Amen. The statement is made. He said, wist ye not that I must be about my Father? They said, didn't you know that I'd be about my Father's business? Praise God. If you're looking for me, just look for me where Jesus is, where God's, the Father's business is being conducted. That's where you'll find me. Amen. Praise God. Right where you left me. Listen, wherever we're looking for the Father's business, it'd be right where Jesus is. Amen. Where's Jesus? He's sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you and me tonight. And he didn't stay a 12-year-old boy. He growed up. But the Bible says that he grew up. He was, that the child grew, that he was spiritually strong, waxed strong in the spirit, that he was filled with wisdom. The grace of God was upon him. Amen. He went with his parents to Passover. He was a Jew, an Israelite. Praise God, that he was a boy that tarried in the presence of God, in the place of God, in the center of God, in godliness. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? That's what a blessing it is. Wouldn't it be nice if all our children just wanted to hang out where godly people were? Amen. Listen, that's the best place to be, youngins. Just wherever God's people are. Amen. Praise God. They got to missing their son. A son got to missing. He was right where they left him. Amen. Lost him in one day. Took them 3 days to find him. Amen. Praise God. And when they found him, praise the Lord, he was right there. Supposing him to be with the relatives. Amen. But he wasn't. He was the center of the figure. He was center of attention. He was in the center of the worship. He was in the center of the questioning. He was in the center of the doctors and the ones that was where the knowledge and the wisdom of God was. Because he was looking. He was looking for the higher relationship. A higher relationship with God the Father. I wonder today, Mary was startled. She couldn't figure out what he was talking about, what his words meant. He said, wished you not? Didn't you know? Mom? Mother? Didn't you know that I must be about my Father's business? Amen. Praise God. I've got an agenda. I've got a purpose. Amen. I've got a direction that I've got to go. Listen, young people. Have a purpose. Have a direction. Have a direction that you want to go and make Jesus Christ that path. Amen. Yeah, set a goal. Set goals, praise God, and try to achieve those in a relationship with Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Growing up in Christ. And I want to say this tonight, you're never too old to grow in the Lord. Amen. Whether you're a 4 or 44 or 84, you can still grow closer to the Lord. Amen. Have a right relationship, a higher relationship with Jesus Christ, your Savior. And it all pays out in the end. Amen. The dividends are way high of serving Lord Jesus Christ, loving Him, knowing Him, praise God, and knowing your Heavenly Father, that He loves you and cares for you. He's there to help you and comfort you and console you and show you the way, lead you in the path of righteousness for His name's sake, so that we can walk therein. Amen. Being found pleasing to God in these last days that we live. Why? By just being a child like Jesus. Amen. Being a child like Jesus, praise God. How he grew up, and he grew up in his heavenly Father, seeking to do the will of the Father all the days of life. From the time he was 12 years old, we see that he would begin to do the seeking the will of the Father. It must be about the Father's business, and he never give up on the Father's business. And boy, there'd be a message right there on working in the Father's business. Amen. Working in the Father's business, Lord Jesus Christ. Bless his name.